you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. Today's the day. I know I've been stringing this out. Some of you have felt like, oh no, don't leave us on another cliffhanger. When is Mark going to announce this new thing, this new endeavor, this new ministry, this new outreach, this new thing that God is doing with the radio ministry? Well, if you stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes, you're going to hear it. Some of the details, I'm going to read the outline of the idea and the concept and how we think God's going to use it. But first, so stay with me. If you missed yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, I think we had 17 cast members from the CHM Bible Theater production, and they're putting on the good news Friday, October 12th, Saturday, October 13th, and Sunday, October 14th. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, it's archived. Tune in and listen to it because it was a really fun one. We had many of the cast members, from Mary to Mary and Joseph to Pilate to some of the other characters, and they gave a little portion of what they're going to be sharing on those nights. But make sure you get your tickets by stopping by chmbibletheater.org. That's chmbibletheater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, .org. Or you can call Crystal or their team at 317. Now, I know all of you are familiar with the 217 area code. Well, this is her phone from wherever she used to live, and it's 317-763-0364. 317-763-0364. Okay, so if you were tuned in last Wednesday or Friday or even yesterday, I said today I would announce this special work of God that I believe is going to take shape in the coming days. And in fact, he's put many of the pieces together, pieces that I felt like if they weren't in place, it wasn't to move forward. Now, this was an idea that I, and I'm sure some other people had mentioned it to me, probably from about 15, 17 years ago, for many years. But unless God raises up the people and the situation, I don't want to just launch into something that's good. I want it to be something that's of God. And so I'll probably tell the story how it all came together in a fast and furious way less than 2 weeks ago. But it seems like all the pieces have come together. We've had a couple different meetings, and it seems like I have a great core staff. But if you didn't make it to the website yesterday, I'll read what's posted there and then tell some of the story behind the story, as right now I have four special guests in the studio, and one is in New Jersey, so she couldn't be a part of today's broadcast. But let me read what is posted, and that way it'll keep me on track. Those of you that know me well, I can get on side tangents and sub-stories to the sub-story. But what's posted on our website, I'll read that in its entirety and then fill in some of the story and then get some of these new staff members to share a little of their background experience. But the new God sighting that's being launched is called the Great News Radio Children's Choir. So God has raised up some great directors and volunteers and helpers to pull this off. And it's been a concept or an idea that I thought of many years ago that would be really effective and maybe could even join the Singing Men of GNN or be out on their own, or you're getting their parents involved and other people involved because the children's choir touches so many different people. But it's the Great News Radio Children's Choir, soon to be launched. But let me read and then we'll talk a little about it. We are excited to announce a new ministry for children called the Great News Radio Children's Choir. With two planned presentations already set for December, our current focus will be to prepare these children to share a joyful, heartwarming sound. We are starting with 8 to 10-year-olds in grades 3rd through 6th. This may change after the first of the year, but to best plan and prepare for the Christmas concerts, this is our beginning point. Currently, we are seeking children with some music experience or musical aptitude, as we have a limited number of rehearsals before the Christmas concerts. When the new rehearsals start up in January of 2019, all children who want to join can attend, but we may have to limit class size. Auditions and a time to get to know your child will be held on Saturday, October 6th, and Saturday, October 13th. Schedule your child to come between 9 a.m. and noon on one of these two dates. So we're asking that when you fill out this form on our website, greatnewsradio.org, you'll either click My Child Will Be Coming on Saturday, October 6th or Saturday, October 13th. The scheduled Christmas concerts are December 8th at the Village Mall in Danville at noon and on December 20th at Marketplace Mall in Champaign at noon. And the Great News Radio Children's Choir will be joining the Singing Men of GNN. So it's going to be a really, really neat event. You'll have the Singing Men in their tuxedos starting right at noon. And then probably about 30, 35 minutes into the program, the children will come on stage. The Singing Men will take a little break. They'll sing 3, 4, 5 selections. They will leave as the Singing Men return and close out the program, and probably the last song or two, the children will join in with the Singing Men. So it'll be our, I don't know, encore, our final number, our crescendo of the day. In fact, this December 20th at Marketplace Mall, it'll be the 20th year in a row, 20 straight years that the Singing Men will have presented at the food court. So this is kind of a special feature. And isn't it just like God, in our 20th year of the Singing Men of GNN, that we would launch something new like the Great News Radio Children's Choir? And those of you that know my schedule, I didn't need another thing added, but as I'll tell some of the story, God fit in the right people, the directors, and the circumstances to kind of confirm that this is what we're to do and moving it forward. Least I digress again, let me go on with what's posted on our website, so you can always refer to this again at greatnewsradio.org, right on the homepage, and you'll see a little link to find out more about the children's choir and the specifics. But rehearsal times will be on Thursday nights from 5:10 to 6:30 at the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square, Urbana, Unit 112, and we're right across from the food court. You see the ping pong table out there, you know you're right near our doorstep. Now, this is an FYI. We are considering offering a free light dinner for the children at 4:45 p.m. Please let us know when you fill out the below registration if this is something you may want to have your children participate in. So we're still trying to determine if that's something that we can do and pull off, and is it easy to do. But when you sign up or sign your children up for the Great News Radio Children's Choir, we want to ascertain or get an assessment on how many people would be interested. Would it help you with your schedule, or would you prefer to feed your children at home and then bring them here? But we will start rehearsals promptly at 5:10, and they'll be done promptly by 6:30. So you can find out more again at greatnewsradio.org. Now, as I continue reading, digressing just only a little, here are some thoughts for you to get to know us and the mission of the Great News Radio Children's Choir. What is the purpose of this children's choir? We want to help children flourish in their God-given ability to sing and worship. We will strive to provide musical instruction and education in a fun and friendly environment so children grow confident in their abilities and heart for God. Presentation opportunities. As important as it is to sound good and be proficient in music, we want the children in our choir to enjoy their time together and flourish in what we teach. We strive to provide quality instruction so that the songs and their meaning will take up residence in their hearts and minds. Concerning repertoire, for now our musical selections will be Christmas. Future arrangements will include sacred texts, gospel, praise and worship, patriotic, show tunes, and a variety of other God-honoring selections. So there you have it, everyone. The announcement, the Great News Radio Children's Choir is on. We feel like God has led it. And I'll give you a little more background as I want to introduce who's in the studio with us now. First, to my right, on microphone number one, is Dee Chesser. And I'll tell a little story about how she got involved. And then we have Karen Dahman, and she's like an all-purpose administrative assistant, helper. She and I actually talked about a children's choir, 7, 10, 15 years ago, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I had you interviewed. We told some of your story, coming from Germany and how you were here and how God used Christian radio and introduced you to our station and such. And then next we have Ting Zhang. kind of neat. She has a whole background, a master's in vocal performance from China, happens to be in here with her husband, Tim. He's a visiting scholar for 1 year, and I'll tell the story how she got introduced. And then her husband, Tim, who's the visiting scholar here at U of I, human resource in the Department of Education, is it, that you're here?
Yeah, that's right.
And he helps translate and fills in the gaps and is teen's inspiration and assistant many times in some of the performances she's put on in China. Okay, so here's who we have in the studio. Sarah Todd can't join us. She's in New Jersey, and we were going to have her Skyped in or something, but it just works better. We'll have her another time. I kind of have three co-directors that are helping with oversight for this children's choir. But this concept, like I said, has been on my heart and mind for, I don't know, 15 or 20 years. With the launching of the Singing Men of GNN, a couple people said, hey, when are you going to have a woman's choir? And I said, if God raised up the director and the situations, I'm all for it. I love coordinating and organizing things, but it's not something I'm going to do. And so that just has never happened. At some point, somebody said, what about a children's choir? And it's not too hard to think, wow, you could touch so many lives, getting the children involved, and maybe their parents don't go to church, but the children return home singing the songs, Jesus Loves Me or something, and the impact that children have just when you watch them sing, how they soften your hearts, and they're so warm and inviting and fun to be a part of. And so many times they'll bring parents and grandparents and neighbors that may have never gone to church before, but to see their kid singing, you know, they're drawn in, and then hopefully we have a message that's going to penetrate hearts. So it's been an idea, but I haven't probably in the last year or two even thought twice about it. I've been consumed with the Prime Life Times paper, this trip to Israel, other things going on, so it hasn't just occurred to me to continue to pray that God would someday raise up a children's choir. Until, what is it, about a month ago, Karen, we were at the Pregnancy Resource Center banquet. We were walking down the hallway, and here comes Karen, and Holly and I are walking along. Oh, hey, Karen, haven't seen you for a while. How's it going? And we touch base, and then somehow, I don't know, how did I raise it or you raise up the children's choir? I can't remember, but I know that many years ago you said, I have a heart for children, children knowing Jesus. If you ever have anything that I can do or help with, I'm all in. And, you know, there's been a couple times in these 10 or 15 years that we've just talked about it, but we didn't even have a children's ministry per se. But in that hallway, the spark was relit or something, and you said, how did it go? What's your recollection?
Yeah, I just remember that you brought it up. It had also been on my mind the whole time. Ever since you mentioned it, I thought this is such a neat idea, and I'd been looking to see if there's anybody interested. Now, just a week before, I had talked to some people about maybe children's choir. I didn't mention this idea, but just in general, and then Ting came up later.
Yeah, so the banquet ends, and I think you, within a few weeks or something, you were talking with Tina, you two were talking and thinking, hey, maybe a children's choir. And then you come to find that, Tina, you have a background, a master's in vocal performance. You put on some productions in China. You love working with kids, and it just so happens you work with K through 8th grade or a variety of ages, right?
Yes.
But especially like 8 to 11 or 12 was like a niche that you're very familiar with?
Oh, yes.
And so you and Karen are talking, and you're like, well, I have some free time. My husband goes to school visiting scholar, so I would love to help. And so, I don't know, a week or so ago we met on a Sunday night, and so I got to kind of hear some of your heart and some of your background and your abilities and what vision you had. I think, Karen, you and I had 6 or 8 or 15 emails back and forth like, wow, God might be working here. And so I'm thinking, well, I have the initial maybe a director and Karen being a volunteer. Now, it's Karen, K-A-R-I-N, so not to be confused with Karen Harrison, our office manager extraordinaire. So this was in the works. I'm meeting with these two, and it so happened, I think Marianne and I guess this has just been like a week or 2 weeks. It's been such a whirlwind. But we read an article in the September edition of the Prime Life Times, and the author was Dee Chesser. And she wrote on the great zucchini, and it was just a funny and heartwarming story. And those of you that tuned in, I know everyone loved it. And did you write that poem? Who did the poem? The poem was off the charts.
I do write some poetry, but my family pretty much laughs at it.
Oh, well, that, Esther loved it. She was giggling, and it was just great. But then at the very end of that article, it says that Dee Chesser was a former children's choir director for like 35, 36 years in Minnesota, something like that?
Yes.
And so as I was reading that, and I'm thinking, well, we might be launching a children's choir. I better talk with her, pick her brain, see what she thinks. And so this was a week ago Monday, and it was probably like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I was like, hey, Dee, tell me about your children's choir experience. And you shared some stuff over the phone. I said, well, Dee, we have a singing man rehearsal in a few hours, and I was thinking of trying to get this new formed leadership team for the children's choir together. Might you entertain the idea of getting involved? And could you, in this short notice, show up? And you did. So that was like last Monday, a week ago from yesterday. And so we met and talked through some of the vision. They call it vision casting, and trying to figure out how we'd implement this and how what kind of form we'd put together and what's needed and necessary. And so we talked it through. And then Sarah Todd, how she got involved, I thought, who else do I know that's familiar with children's ministry and, you know, gifted in this area to answer some of my questions? Because I know how to put structure together, but I don't know what age bracket, how do you determine what's best for the kids, you know, help me refine and think this through. And so Carolyn Todd, who teaches piano to my daughter Esther, she said, well, my daughter Sarah has 2 master degrees dealing with children's ministry and choirs, and she's already doing like 40 different homes school children and setting this up and very familiar. You should get a hold of her. So another flurry of emails back and forth with lots of outlines, and Sarah started saying, hey, these are like 6 or 8 categories you have to think through, and here's my input and here's my recommendation. And so as we kept talking about it and praying it up and saying, okay, is the Lord in it? I thought, hey, why don't we start with all 3 of you using your different gifts? I don't know if we have like a lead director or lead coordinator, or we all have different roles to play, but I think we might have some breakout sessions where maybe Tina, you and one group is over in the food court, and Sarah's in here with the piano with some of the children, and then Dee's instructing somebody somewhere else, or how it's all going to work. We're still praying up all the specifics and getting the music together, but we are excited to announce that the Great News Radio Children's Choir is forming with 3 very capable directors that have had a background in music. Do you play the piano, Dee?
I do. I think we all do.
Yeah, okay. So all 3 of you play the piano, are proficient, so that's a real plus. But I may still try to solicit or seek out somebody that wants to be a piano player that can volunteer and come in and help with rehearsals. That way the directors can direct and conduct and help the children, and somebody else can be playing the piano. That's similar to how we have it with the singing men of GNN. But you're saying, but Mark, I can't take anything more. What are you saying? I'm exhausted. My ears are hurting. Stop by greatnewsradio.org, and you'll see the link right on the front page, and you can get your child signed up. And all this information that I just shared is posted there. It's the WooFoo form. You know, I love to say that word, WooFoo. You can sign up and get all the information. And we're going to probably cap it at about 30 children for this Christmas presentation. And so if you have a child that has some musical background or some strong interests, and they range from 8 to 11 years old, and they're in grades 3rd through 6th, that's what we're going to go for now, and that at the beginning of the year, we may open that up as we see God lead, and maybe it'll be up to 6th grade or 7th grade or maybe even 1st or 2nd grade. We'll have to figure that out. I know, Dee, you worked with some really young ones for many years, right?
My favorite group was the 4, 5, and 6-year-olds. I loved getting them before they had learned any bad habits.
Okay. So we'll be praying that up in the first of the year, but right now we're going to focus our energies on 8 to 11-year-olds, or those that are in 3rd to 6th grade. I know there might be somebody who's 7.5 and or somebody that's maybe 12 that's still in 6th grade, but that's what we're going to start with. You can learn more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. It's right there on the homepage. And then you'll just click on a link and it'll take you to a WooFoo form that you can fill out everything, all the information. It'll take you maybe 5 minutes, but we're excited to share this with you all and would ask and covet and cherish your prayers. This isn't something we're going into lightly. We feel God can use these children in powerful ways. In fact, it was you, Dee, that challenged the singing men. You spoke out and said, you know, men, you're going to get up there with these powerful voices, you know, presenting in your tuxedos, and it'll captivate the crowd. People will be drawn in, and you'll sound powerfully. But when you get those children up, they're going to reach into the hearts of people and melt maybe some of those hardened hearts or some of those people that are in the audience. And then when you come back on and sing powerfully, who knows that the children didn't tend that soil or make it in such a way that these people are then really receptive. And I thought, wow, I never even thought about that. And just some of the ways that I feel God will use these children. Maybe they'll even do some of the national anthems for the U of I games, because the singing men already do that. I thought, wouldn't it be fun to have 30 or so children doing the national anthem for a basketball game or something else? And they'll be joining the singing men for the two concerts, December 8th at the Village Mall in Danville, and then also December 20th at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. So after that, we'll see where God leads and what opportunities we have. But we are going to be launching the Great News Radio Children's Choir. There's two auditions and a time to get to know your children. They're set for Saturday, October 6th and Saturday, October 13th from 9 a.m. to noon. And you can find out all this information at our website, greatnewsradio.org. All right, in our closing minute or two, Dee, what is your hopes and desires, and why, with a busy schedule, with all the things you're doing and involved in, why are you carving out time, and what do you hope if God was going to answer your prayers for this choir?
You really want me to answer all those questions
yeah,
in 1 minute.
That's right. Can you even remember them all?
No.
Yeah.
I am 76. Hopefully my memory's not failing yet. But I have a passion for children and music for God, and mm-hmm. that has been a piece that has been missing since I moved to Illinois from the frozen north. Mm. And when I heard your plan, I must admit my heart jumped. Mm. And yes, I am busy. I'm more busy as a retired person than I was as a working person. But I think it's a wonderful opportunity. I'm excited about it. And I love seeing what children can do with music.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, the way it softens the hearts of others to hear what God has to say.
Mm. Now, Karen, you're busy. You work at the University of Illinois. What's that department like? You're a brainiac. You're really, really smart. What's the department? It's like physics or?
It's physics.
Physics,
yeah.
Okay. You're just wanting to be a willing vessel of God to help and assist in a variety of ways. But why are you carving out time to help?
My heart, just like she said too, my heart jumped when you first mentioned it. I thought this was such a beautiful idea. And what I was thinking is that songs that children learn, they will remember for a lifetime. And I was thinking, what an opportunity for them to draw closer to the Lord and at the same time to reach out to others and pass on that blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I promise everyone I'll have them in a more fuller interview where they can share a little more. I know I totally dominated this, but I wanted to get the message out. I wanted to give you the background story, and we'll have them all back as this officially gets launched in a couple weeks with those auditions and such. Now, Tina, I know there's a little bit of a language barrier. In fact, it was so fun to have you in my English conversation class this last week. But why are you wanting to get involved? What do you hope God would do or answer, like if you had prayers for this choir?
The first time I heard your plan, I'm so excited about it. Mm. I'm so interested in working with children. And I love church. I love teaching. Mm-hmm. So, and I thank God for everything He did in me.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait till you meet Tina and this whole team. You're going to fall in love with them. They have a heart for the children. And this is more than just we've all talked and prayed about it. It's a children's ministry. So when we talked about that, they're going to flourish, not only in music education, but knowing their Savior, knowing Jesus, and then how to live it out in day-to-day life, not just when they present, but we hope that it really becomes a powerful ministry in the children's lives, and then how their voices are used to touch so many others. And Tim, I know we've appreciated you to help assist to maybe sometimes clarify things so Tina gets up to speed on everything and understands and has given a lot of good feedback and information on how we can make this choir work most effectively. And you can find out more. You'll see it on our website. That WooFoo form kind of tells the story and how to get involved. And if your child may be interested in pizza or something before rehearsals and how it works. And they'll be meeting on Thursday nights here at the Great News Radio Center. So for now, stop by our website, learn more, and pass the word on, because you might know some neighbor kids or somebody else, but I think we're going to cap it at about 30 children initially, and then when the new year starts and we see how we did, we'll reevaluate, maybe expand the offering of the ages and such. So anything else to close us out, everyone? All right, they're nodding their heads. They're biting at the bit to get the children in here, get the music into their hearts, and then to join us for those two special Christmas concerts with the Singing Men of GNN on December 8th and 20th. All right, everyone, now you're in the know. Get the word out. The Great News Radio Children's Choir is being launched to the glory of God, and we'll see how He uses it in the days ahead, and your prayers are appreciated. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.